This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz and welcome to Morning Diversions. I needed to fly to Lismore and back on the same day. And coming back to Sydney, I was in a small plane flying in one of the Saab turbo propeller aircraft that you might know about. And a small aircraft, I guess there were about 30 of us on board. It was a bit cramped. And flying really doesn't worry me at all. But a young lady, I guess aged between 19 and 21, got on board and was obviously distressed. She'd never flown, apparently, in a small plane. And you could tell she wasn't well, feeling quite panic-stricken. But I noticed, because she wasn't sitting far from me, the cabin crew came to help her before we took off and actually succeeded in calming this girl down. In fact, they were quite skillful. And I felt sorry for her. And I wondered how many people feel like this when you have statistics like 3 million people around the world fly every day. So flying is very safe, but it doesn't stop some people becoming panic-stricken, filled with anxiety in a small aircraft like the one I was in, which makes them feel trapped, I think, and probably out of control. And it made me think of this situation, of how many people feel, not just on board a plane, but in many situations like that, they feel this social anxiety, and they really find it difficult to be in a crowded place with other people or attend a function. Maybe that's how you've felt. And so some people stay at home in fear of having what we call a panic attack. Or children attending a new school, that can be for some a great source of stress. And with that, there's this overwhelming sense of anxiety, fear and panic. I remember meeting some years back Dr. Arch Hart, the American Christian psychologist, and Arch Hart is an expert on stress and anxiety. He wrote a book called The Anxiety Cure, and he said that many hard-working, driven people don't realize just how close they walk to the precipice of anxiety until one day, he said, out of the blue, a panic attack strikes. We don't realize, he said, how close we all are to the edge of anxiety until we lose our footing and we tumble into this dark abyss of panic. In the Bible, there was a situation recorded in Matthew 8 and again in Mark 4. One particular day, Jesus had said to his disciples, let's cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And so these were men who experienced fishermen, and they did what they'd probably done hundreds of times. They got onto the boat and began to row together. And Jesus must have been very tired. He went for a much-needed nap. And suddenly we read that a severe storm came and started to dump rain on the men and caused the sea to pitch. It was so bad, we're told in the Bible, that these seasoned sailors began to panic. And they came to Jesus, don't you care, Master, that we're perishing? This storm was like nothing else, apparently, so they thought they would drown. But Jesus absorbed their criticism and he rebuked the storm, and it calmed down, we're told. And then he said, why are you men so fearful? How is it that you've got no faith? That's Mark 4, verse 40. And a better translation would be, why are you so timid, fearful ones? Boys, he said, have you learnt nothing? It was calm, and Jesus turned to his disciples. Why are you so afraid of the storms of life? In other words, why don't you have faith? Why didn't you trust me during the storms of life? And so I think that question has echoed down through the centuries. Why do you have such little faith in the midst of storms? I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, let's cross over to the other side. He didn't say, let's go into the middle of the Sea of Galilee and drown together. I guess there would be reason for panic if he'd said that. But in life, Jesus does not promise smooth sailing, but he does promise a safe passage. And I know that many Christians have said, I'd rather be in the storm with Jesus than anywhere else without him. And so if you're going through the storm of life, remember this, that Jesus will get you to the other side. Trust him. His word says, I will never leave you, never forsake you. Jesus said, I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. So don't be worried or afraid. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful story that in the storms of life, you're there. And you need to rebuke us, Lord, for our lack of faith. Help us to trust, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.